Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night,
right, yes. Still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
president,
talk about the hard night life, it's still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Yo, 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 welcome to the show. It's your boy K Diddy back once again on IamIndie.biz, you know. Indie is just a world movement records thing, doing what we do every Wednesday, same time, 2 o'clock, playing the best of the independent stuff, you know. So with that being said, let's get it cracking.
Hey, baby, what you doing tonight? Oh, you want to come fuck with us, right? You know, but once you get in, you all the way in and ain't no getting out. It's a lifetime achievement award for you. Yeah, check it.
Money ain't a thing. Bustin' is a passion with money and showcase. Yeah, you know we make it happen. Hustlin' is a habit. You want it, you can have it. Take trips around the world, living life so lavish. Like camera action. Pause for the flash.
Much fun you had, you know.
money ain't a thing.
Let me change your life in just one night. Money do you right, no I don't want no fight. Leave you with the knife if you act like you're supposed to. No I don't wanna hear what you won't do. Let me show you things you never seen. Only in your dreams you can be my ghetto queen. All of the finer things just make a wish. No I ain't no trick, so just know you won't work for every last thing you get. So when I hit, no it's strictly for pleasure. No one can do it better. She gon' hate if you let her. He gon' try to cop block. Money hit the right spot, those clothes, pennies drop. You can be on top for a minute. Now switch positions, I got what you missing. Henny on the rocks, baby, tell me what you sipping on. I'm in the zone, call him, tell him you ain't coming home. And tell him that I'm everything you want.
Money ain't a thing, blushing is a passion. With money and showcase, yeah, you know we make it happen. Hustling is a habit, you want it, you can have it. They come around the world, living life so lavish. Lights, camera, action, balls for the flash.
Stand up, and at the same time, I can't sit down. Fair enough. Tears keep coming from my eyes. I can't man up. Feel like I'm in grade school. Why I got my hand up? It's a feeling and I can't explain it. But when I get up in that zone, it's amazing.
And the drummer start drumming and the keys start playing. And the choir stand up. I'll be the only one waiting like, ooh, 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 when that drummer
start drumming and the keys start playing and the choir stand up, I'll be the only one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah. Yeah, told me I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Cause when that fire gets shut up in my bones, feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't care, let the whole world watch me. Even with a red octagon, couldn't stop me. Take it up a notch, running through the house. We feel it so much, we massaging the crowd. Be people laying on their face like a victim. It's like heaven coming out the sound system.
When the drummer start drumming and the keys start playing and the choir stand up, I'll be the only one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. When the drummer start drumming and the keys start playing and the choir stand up, I'll be the only one waiting like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
It feels like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it.
Wow, yeah, that was Clockwork, What I Feel Like Praising. You know, we never can get too much of this. But let me give a big shout-out to the whole World Movement crew, you know, Coda Grooves, Emmy Power, and everybody that goes into my girl, Joy LaShawn, everybody that goes into making the Rising Star Industry Showcase a success. Not to forget my boy Michael Campbell, Brooklyn West Universal. Big ups to all y'all, you know what I'm saying? You guys are great. And really enjoy working with you and hope we can keep doing good stuff. All right. So moving right along to World Movement Records and the stuff that we got going on. So let me put this one on you. It's my boy, I.C. Jones.
I.C. J-O-N-E-C. Yeah, man. From the B. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Better believe C-Pain.
Yeah. If I had a face, I'd still be an epic boy. Take down my braids, I'd still be an epic boy. I turn my head, I'ma still be an epic boy. Put up the bed, thank God I'm an epic boy. Street credibility, black card ability. Front yard, car lot, backyard, baby. I don't have a house, no. I have a castle, cathedral, chapel. Give away home, pick a ticket off the raffle. I can take you anywhere, know how to act though. Pick a place, spin the globe, roll gold, outline the diamonds that glow. Showing up like Jazzy Faye, showing up and showing out. I can say, oh, and easy, oh, so easy. I can be me being everybody else, that's the hard part. Ain't T Pain, no, oh, girl, I can't sing. Ain't Lil Wayne, got no championship ring. Quite a kept, I'm not even signed yet. I'm waiting on that call from Tallahassee about my sign check. You can bet, like BET, Black Star Power is in me along with the Hennessy. Blue President Black, yeah. I know you like it, how I know, because I'm psychic, telepathic, intergalactic, interactive. Somewhere with the asteroids and comets, dressed cleaner than Comet. Enjoying these zeros and commas, it's better than what it sounds. Three rings, I'm enjoying balloons and the clowns. You fool.
clowns. Buffoons, lay it down.
Lay it down.
I got a club and a bar in my spot. In my closet is the place where my loved ones shot.
That's where they shot.
If they ain't got it, then they know that I got it. If they ain't bought it, then they know that I bought it. I make a profit, put some money in wallets. We can turn your closet into your family's personal shopping. I thought that you would like it, to know that you would love it. Want me on your hip like the sky kicking puppets. Girl, on my face, intact on my arm, a blaze on my waist, I guess I cause you harm, nah, cause that's everybody else, I walk around fly like my first name Stealth, don't need no heater, don't serve Coconina, I could be a pimp, something like Bun Beater, but it's only one of him, and it's only one of me, R.I.P. Pimp C, L.V.N.D., Las Vegas, Nevada, my pockets is fatter, my rhymes is badder, and I got the product that everybody looking for. I got the crowd packed from the ceiling to the floor. They came to see me, cause I got the illest flow. They came to see my truck, my rims, inches 44, and they stop and go. I know you wanna pose to live like wonderful.
Yes, my boy, I see Jones, you know, doing what he do, you know. Actually put it down last night, the Rising Star Industry Showcase, you know, show what it was to be an independent artist, you know, that's doing the doggone thing, you know what I mean? So we're going to keep the show rolling. We're going to play a little something by my boy Breeze. This joint right here is called Double Mint. Put your ear on that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna double bit, baby, cause I'm double bit motherfucker. You heard me? Thank you.
I'm all in the middle with 3-5 models, tipping bottles, getting caught up in. Call it creep plastic, COD acid. Play a hate niggas, hurt they way to a casket. Clash quick, get a Kodak moment of the boss. Free flyer in a jet, free higher than a home. Free pressure than a hit, can't ride on you. Once ride, jetty face, flash on your heart.
Yo, it's my boy Breeze with Double Mint. You could also get that on West Coast Bangers. You know, it's another World Movement Records exclusive. You know, you can hit it up, get it wherever you want to get it. You can download it, come to our website, download it, go to CDBabyAmazon.com. Matter of fact, wherever you get your music, that's West Coast Bangers. You know what I'm saying? So go get you a copy so you can listen to whatever you get ready. You feel it, Demi? So what's good out there? You know, help your boy. This is your boy KC or I am Indy. Hit us up. Tell us what's good. And we might even play something for you. 702, who we got there?
Yo, this is Caddy.
I see your hand. What's up, young man? What's up, Caddy? Welcome to the show.
How's it going? Right.
Oh, everything's good, man. We just doing what we do. You know, trying to bless the world with this independent music coming out of the NV, you know.
Sounds like a winner. We had a good show last night.
Absolutely, man. I'm just so honored, man, to even be associated with all this talent here. So, you know, it's still got a long way to go, man. But, you know, it's just so much good talent here, and I think the world need to put their ear on it, you know.
That's right.
Yep. Definitely.
Yep. I was trying to get to your site to load up an MP3 from the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Well, all you got to do is email it to me, man. You don't do it that way. Just email it directly to me, and then, you know, I'll be able to upload it on the show.
All right.
You know,
that'll work.
So that's the easiest way to do it, you know what I'm saying? We always can have you back on, then we can kind of play your music and do all that. But since you're here now, let's kind of talk about who you are, who FBI is, you know, let the listeners know something about your band, something about you, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, my name is Cadillac Lamb. I'm the drummer for the FBI band. We've been together about 10 years. And we believe in keeping old school funk alive with new school flavor. We like to take music and flip it to our own, and then our own music flip it to what's current.
So let me ask you. You know, usually I do this to people who come on the show, just try to get a little backgrounds for us. Where they came from musically, what was their inspirations, what got where they are now, you know?
Right.
So where are you from originally? Let's start there.
I was born in North Carolina, and I was raised in New York. My dad got me into music. He used to play guitar with a couple of different bands, and he was a backup guitarist behind James Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had music in you at an early age, huh?
Yeah, very young. Had my first band when we was about 13. Everybody back then wanted to be like Kool and the Gang and, you know, just them old flavors, James Brown and the JVs. It was a thing to do before DJs and MP3s and CDs. And it was just still vinyl.
Hey, no, I remember because I come from that, man, but my inspiration was a little different. You know, my cousin had little Anthony and Imperials, man, and only thing I can remember is them cats, you know, the way they used to dress and and they had them conch hairdos, you know what I'm saying, those big old Cadillacs. All I knew is I wanted to hang with them, you know what I mean? I wanted to
That's
do what
right.
it was they was doing, but I didn't really understand all of it. I was just going by the cosmetics of it, you know what I mean? And,
right, right.
You know, one thing led to another, you know, coming from, you know, the South, you know, church wasn't an option, you know, that was mandatory, you know, so we all had to sing in church, you know what I mean? We all had to sing in church to do something, so, yeah, but that's good, but that's a whole different era, you know, and, you know, I kind of hate that because a lot of the artists now, you know, they really don't have, you know, some of the things that was given to us, like just like the music, like we're talking about, and we always had band in school, you know, even from what I can remember, there's always some type of band in school, you know, or some kind of choir, chorus, or something, where a lot of times now, because of the economy, you know, schools don't really have no music programs.
No, not like they used to.
You know,
like
unless unless you come from, you know, pretty decent, well-to-do family. I ain't gonna say pretty decent, but you know what I'm saying, a middle-class family where you could afford to give your child piano lessons if you don't play yourself, or music mm-hmm. lessons if you're not musically inclined yourself, you know, because the schools just don't really offer that.
That's right.
And that's kind of a shame because that just means that we're going to lose a whole lot of would-be, could-be, you know, musicians.
And that's the truth. You know, they ought to definitely upgrade the music in the schools, you know, to another level. Like, okay, orchestra was one thing, but when I was in school, we had what they call percussion classes where we learned conga, bongos, all the percussion instruments, and we even had, like, African dance. They don't have that no more.
Nothing.
You know? Nothing. And it's a shame that it has to come to that where our kids have to suffer from the economy.
Yeah. And that's really what it boils down to. Now, we got some, I don't even really call them musicians. I call them digital producers. Because, you know,
right.
they're computer lit, you know what I mean? They can go on the computer, you know, they done played out the whole little sampling thing. So that's really not what's not cracking anymore. But, you know, they can go on the computer, man, they can loop a couple things, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really call that, you know, a musician as I know it, you know, because we had to learn the notes and, you know, learn how to read music,
right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Had to learn those progression theories and what a major and minor was, and it's a big difference than just looping a track.
Oh, total big difference, total big difference. You know, I'll even give them credit, you know, because we used to argue that them cats wasn't real producers, but I had to rethink that, and I'm like, just because you're not doing it the way that I know how to do it, don't mean that you're not that in your way. You know what I'm saying? I just had to put it in another category. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't take nothing away from them. I mean, they still doing their thing, but to me, that's not keeping live music alive. That's on another, I guess, new era stage, you know, digital disc jockeys, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just gave it. I gave him production credit, but I just put him in a digital category.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because you give a chart, put a chart in front of them, man, they lost. They'd be like, well, can you play this for me? And I'm saying, well, if I play it for you, I just shouldn't play it myself.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play it for you. So you could learn it. And if I'm going to do that, I just shouldn't play it myself, you know, and call it a day.
Now, you get the credit for it and everything.
All that. Real simple.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that part.
No, you know. But I guess, you know, what I have found out, though, in life, though, man, everybody wake up at different times.
That's it.
You know, I mean, we all
right
learn
now,
our life.
Digital time.
Yeah, we all learn our life lessons at different times. You know, it's not because, you know, it wasn't presented to you before. It was just that we may have not grasped it before.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm glad of one thing. I got some youngsters growing up around me, and I'm taking them through the live music, too. I got some 13, 14-year-olds that are pretty funky.
Yeah, and that's what's real. That's
yeah, for real. You know, you got to spread it around so that it comes back.
Yeah, yeah, and that's real because, you know, each one teach one, you know what I mean? Because if you spread it around, it comes back, definitely.
That's right. That's right. That's the only way we're going to keep it alive. If we don't spread it, how's it going to come back? It ends up dying out, like 45s an album.
Yep, yep. Man, that's amazing, man. I talked to some cats the other day about, you know, technology in my lifetime, going back to regular 2-channel before it became 4, 8, 16, 24, 32, all of that, you know.
That's right. That's right.
And you just watch technology, how it's changed, and being in the business, you almost have to stay current on all of that stuff, you know. Digital video disc and all this different stuff, man. Now we're up to HD and Blu-ray. I'm kind of wondering what's next.
Hello.
You know?
I'll tell you what's next. It's going to be all what they call that imaging. That's
oh,
next.
Yeah. I was thinking that where you know, you could teleport your image right into my living room at my house.
Exactly.
You know,
I was looking at computers. The new computers look like a darn ink pen. It just beams an image on your desk, and you use it. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. Totally
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, so they're
going to
end up putting laptops and all desktops. That's going to be a thing of the past, too.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's definitely got to be sharp, man, because I got some cats, man, I tease them and I call them dinosaurs, man, because they know nothing about a computer. And I'm like, well, you know, you go to a gas station, slide that little ATM card, man, you actually have a computer transaction right there. So you really need to know what's up, you know what I'm saying? And people be saying, well, you know, I don't want to enter my information on the computer because my information can get stolen. Yeah, that was possible. Maybe about 10 years ago. But all that shit's secure now. It ain't going down. You know what I mean?
No, you liable to lose more information at the gas station than you would on your computer.
Yeah, but people don't know. You know what I'm saying? They just sleep on a lot of things where if they were a little bit more savvy or if they paid attention, be a little if they were a little bit more aware, you know, they would know certain things they just have to know.
That's right. Yeah. No, you hit it when you said pay attention.
Yeah.
That's what they don't do. Pay attention. So
I'm
much stuff
not
slips
to.
By. I
hear
you
scared,
on that one
I'm
now.
Scared not to pay attention, man, because I'm scared one of these fools might catch me slipping.
And man, that's the truth. That's the truth there.
Yeah, they're going to catch
me. Because it will get by you real quick, and they think they slick these days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hang on with me a little bit, Catty. Let me do what we do. Let me play one of these songs. I know you might have seen this gentleman on the Rising Star Showcase, too. And
right.
I'm letting my fans and all my listeners put their ear on this one. And
we kick it in.
I think I just lost it. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Switchboard be tripping sometime. I think it's a female switchboard or something. It's trying to show me who it think is boss or some shit. I don't know. But here it is. This little joint right here is called Pretty Girls by Mr. Jewels Patrick.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you Mr. Jewels Patrick.
know what's on your mind.
Boy Joey Black, you're now tuned in to the number one underground station around, World Movement Records Radio Show with my boy K Diddy. Keep it locked.
Yo, we back. We back with my boy Caddy from FBI.
Oh yeah,
chopping it up, doing what we do. Yeah. That was my
only
boy,
way to get information out.
Absolutely. Each one, teach one. Y'all hears out there, y'all need to reach out and teach somebody something.
Man, that's
you know,
for sure.
Teach somebody something. So what can we tell our listeners, man, to look forward to from the Funk Band Institute?
We're actually finishing up our Back to Funk Bootcamp CD, and we'll be putting it out, and hopefully it'll make a difference on how people feel about live music, because there's not too many bands out there now that aren't jazz, blues, or, you know, just doing their own thing, and that's what we want to do. We want to make a difference, because we're going to hit all genres with what we're bringing out, so it ain't going to be just funk. It ain't going to be just R&B. We got a pretty good mix on it.
Right, right. Well, that's huge. That's huge. Definitely looking forward to that and hope to be a part of it, man, because I definitely like being part of anything that's good. I know that sounds crazy, but it's real.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that'll work,
real.
Man. And we definitely going to keep y'all in the loop because, you know, y'all helping us. So, and that's what makes the world go around, one hand to another.
Well, that's true. And that's another thing, man, I like to put out there, too, to all the listeners. and, you know, the aspiring up and coming artist, man, you know, I can't emphasize enough the importance of a team. You know, none of us can do this music business independently, even though we say we can, think we can, but we really can't. You know, you need a core group of people that's dedicated on the same page, you know, with the same goals, same dreams, and you're going the same way at the same time. And if you're
that's
fortunate and lucky and blessed enough to have that, you can really make a difference, because nobody's job is any more important than the other, man. I found out, you know, I need my PR people. I need the marketing people. Of course, we need the distributors. Of course, you need the radio jocks. You know, you need the mix shows. You need all that. Everybody have a different part to play.
That's right.
And
that's
important.
Right.
And if you get a good crew, a good team of people, and fortunately, like I said, I'm actually, you know, blessed, and I give a big shout out to my girl Jackie over Cody Grooves and handle all our PR and marketing, and my boy Kermit, you know, he's the man over there at Superstar Central, my boy Jay Wasinski from Indie Power, you know, and all the people that we deal with to actually get our records, you know, played and charted. And I'll be the first to say I couldn't do nothing without my crew, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I always had to get them big ups, you know, because I wouldn't be nothing without them.
And that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, it takes two to tangle. You can't get out there and tangle by yourself and expect it to look good.
No.
It just don't work. And I couldn't do it without the rest of my band, my keyboard player, Craig Tomlin, my bass player, OC, my guitar player, Andre Adams, my two singers, Shari Lamb and Risa Marie. You just can't do it by yourself.
No.
You know, how can
no.
you get a four-part harmony out of one person?
Can't do it. It's impossible.
Especially live. I mean, you can do it digital these days, but you can't do it live. So that makes
nope.
a difference. You got to have a team behind you.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Well, let me ask you this one, man. If there's one thing that you could tell, you know, artists that's trying to do what you do and get where you're at now in terms of your career, what piece of advice would you offer them?
Would I give them perseverance? Keep your heart grounded and don't give up no matter what anybody tells you. Don't give up.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. Because this business, boy, you can't be a quitter. You definitely got to stick with it no matter what. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. It never comes
yep.
usually on the first or second round. You always got to stay for that third bout.
Hey, look, if you can make it through that one, you're all right, huh, without getting knocked out.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, man, let me jump, man. I got to play some music right here, man. Hang on. I'll be right back with you. This is our girl, Miss Kanye. We're down with you so much.
All right.
Thank you. ain't paying attention to them anyway. I don't care what they talk about, 'cause I know what I like. So all I wanna know from you is, are you ready for this life?
Yo, that was Lady Connie with Down With You So Much. And you listen to your boys, K. Diddy, and you listen to I Am Indie. You know, hit us up at 347-308-8747. Tell us what's good with you. You know, we got my boy Caddy online with us, you know, just chopping up from the band FBI. You know, we just telling everybody what's good, talking about the nature of the recording business right about now.
Yeah. I want to give big ups to World Movement for pulling us on and giving us that light. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, we're definitely trying to make a difference, man. We definitely on a mission to make a difference. You know what I mean? And I don't know if you heard my little State of the Union speech last night about, well, I don't even know if I can say that, but, you know, it's been on my heart, you know what I mean? I know a lot of artists here, you know, in town, because I hear it all the time where they've been through different situations and, you know, different labels, you know, like 1,000 in a 2-mile radius. But then when you ask them, you know, what projects they've done and what records they put out recently, they really can't tell you nothing. So what happens is, you know, artists become callous because they go through so many different situations. And, I was a singer first. So being a creative person, I know when you get into your music, you know, that's part of your heart, soul, it's your passion. And
that's right.
When that's pulled out of you so many times to not go nowhere, you have a tendency to get callous and non-trusting. You know, you just kind of back up into a shell, so to speak. And that's cool because you protect yourself one way, but in another way, you shield yourself from what's good, too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And when something's good, you know, it's hard for you to recognize what's good because you didn't bump your head so many other times that you thought it was good. You know what I mean?
You went with that last night. That was just so much on the money, man, because, you know, there's so many cats, like you said, that's been busted up from other situations, but you got to look at every book as a new book.
Yeah, you do.
Even though the cover might be the same, the inside is different.
And I do recognize it was hard, you know, because, like I said, having my own, you know, experiences over the years. And I just know how it is. You know, you get out there and you think you're doing the right thing, and then you find out you didn't did it for nothing. But But on the flip side of that, it's a learning experience, because I think back to the amount of songs that I co-wrote and never got credit for them. And, you know, I was just so happy to be in the environment of certain people. And, you know, we just throwing stuff back and forth, you know, just spitting, you know, verses back and forth. And, you know, it turns up in a song. And you're like, well, damn, I wrote that. But then you never got credit for it. But then you really couldn't get mad, because it's almost like paying your dues, you know.
Right. That's that crawling before you walk stage.
Absolutely. You know, and if you accept that for what that is, you know, you could really, really, you know, move forward with leaps and bounds, because you don't get hung up on that.
Right. See, a lot of people don't realize you got to put your time in.
You do.
You know?
You do.
That's why most record companies now, they want to know, well, how many units you sold on your own?
Oh, man, and that's, boy, you just said a mouthful right there. And I think that's the biggest problem I've been having with this whole industry showcase situation, is because a lot of the new artists, they have misconceptions about the business. You know, they have totally misconceptions of how it works, and it's real simple. Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna invest money into something that's not going anywhere. You know,
right.
So the attitude now is, if you're the truth and you believe in yourself, you don't mind investing in yourself, which means you don't mind putting yourself together to make yourself marketable, just so you could be even appealing to me. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's so basic. You know what I'm saying? You have to create a value to you in order to get what you want.
Man, that, you hit it right on the head right there. You hit it right on the head. And they don't understand that part. They just think somebody's supposed to lay this money at their lap, they sign a contract, and everything's all glory. That's not how it works.
No more. That's it when I went to Jackson 5.
Woo!
I went out with the Jackson 5, man. But if you look at all the up-and-coming labels now, the ones that are really being successful, and that's because they're moving a lot of units on their own, within their own camp, you know.
Yep.
So they have the power now. And that's the same way that I looked at that model, and I said, you know what, that's what I want my company to be. I want the power. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to play with nobody if we don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because we could move these units on our own. We could get them charted our own. We could promote and market them on our own. So guess what? We keep all the money on our own.
Right. All itself in.
Yep.
They don't understand that part.
We keep all the money. You know what I'm saying? Now, if somebody want to come offer us $50 million, $75 million, to play with us, and all they want to do is put their logo on our stuff too, we ain't got a problem with that. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean? But, you know, but
don't
you got to be
call
in power.
Shot.
Yeah, you
right.
got to be in power yourself in order to get there.
Mm-hmm.
In order to
yeah.
get there. You know, and it's easy, man. It's so easy now, man, but people just do not read. And that's the other big thing. They say if they want to hide something from us, you know, put it between the cover of a book. You know, they used to say that. If you want to hide something, you know, put it between the cover of a book, because certain people ain't going to read, you know. And they're the truth with that,
that's
too.
That's right. That's
but
right.
I see people,
make it yeah, real yeah. small print.
Have you ever checked this one out, man, when people get a piece of equipment or they get something, they take it out of the box, and then start trying to assemble the shit, and they looked at nair instruction?
Nothing.
They got the instructions
it.
Right there in their face from the designer, the manufacturer, to show you how to assemble the stuff, but you ain't going to even look at that. You're going to be trying to stick a round peg into a square hole or some shit.
And then wonder why it ain't working.
Yeah, and you sit there and get frustrated. And you ain't even opened up, you ain't even looked at the doggone directions.
That's right.
That is so funny to me, man. But this life, man, I always laugh. I think I watch too many cartoons, too, man. I keep it 100 with you, man. I think I watched too much cartoon. Some of the stuff I have to laugh at because, you know, it just be funny, man. Like, wow.
Yep, that's true. That is so true.
Wow, man.
In our era, we grew up on cartoons that was more real than what they got going on these days.
Man. Shoot, I used to love me some Huckleberry Hound and Quick Draw McGraw and Hardy Har Har and, you know, all them cats, you know what I'm saying? I even watch Felix the Cat every now and then.
That's right.
You know, so shoot. I used to love me some cartoons, man. But let me see, man. Let me play some more music up here, man, so our listeners won't feel like we just rambling on here. But, you know, hope y'all learned something because that's what this is all about. You know, I'm trying to get
that's
a little
right.
information out there that could help somebody, you know.
That's right. Get him, K. Diddy.
Absolutely. This is my girl, Jamie L., you know, out of L.A., independent artist, got a hell of a voice, and this little joint right here is called Ring My Bell, and I guess you guys know what that means.
See, I run with niggas with the neckers. And now my ladies gotta be bossy.
So you already know what it is, boy.
In a bunch of rain.
Boy, you better ring the bell.
Boy, you better ring the bell.
Boy, you better ring the bell.
I
know you waiting for daddy. You waiting for me too. Back, come on.
Doesn't have too many
girls left, right?
Come on. I know you waiting for daddy. You waiting for me too.
Met some ladies and some girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, you're the ones that feel
pretty. Silly ladies.
I got the ones that be coming out fitted. True religions with the J's on. Nike foot ones, it's the color of a turtle.
Waiting for daddy, you waiting for me.
Back,
come on.
Don't
have to live
out of
the
right.
Waiting for me.
Yo, 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 it's your boy K Diddy, and you're listening to IamAndy.biz. You know, hit us up, 347-308-8747. It's just a world movement thing. You feel it, deal me? That was my girl, Jamie O. We're talking about Ring Her Bell. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to run it real back with another good friend of mine, DJ King Assassin, with my boy Wyclef Jean. Tucson. Well, I got weed for sale. Put y'all here on this.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin, where my warriors at. If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California. The marijuana, I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got the Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next up. So how you deal with a dictator, get up a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah, we both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. On young Hashamika, ha ha, said Suli, said Rang Hamnita. Yeah, he said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause they just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah. He's selling crack and they got him, they got him. He's selling dope and they got him, they got him. He's selling meth and they got him, they got him. Yup, I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke to, gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect, be King of Side Sun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana. If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Yo, yo, I know y'all could understand what's happening with that. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. With your Wyclef and then DJ King Assassin, they putting it out there like that. They tell that was really a...
Well, they don't realize.
They don't realize at all.
They got all the means to make the economy go right.
Well, it's just not beneficial for some people at this point in time. I guess when it is, then it will. But until that time, you know, we still got to be all that we could be within that, you know?
That's true. That is so true.
Because you definitely got to survive, you know, because you know what the opposite of that is, you know?
Well, you know, to me, this economy crunch is only hurting those that got money. We ain't got no money, so it ain't hurting us.
Well, that's true.
We still in the same boat we was before the economy crunch hit. So, you know, what's the diff?
Yeah, that is true. That is definitely true. Cause you only miss it when you had it and don't have it no more.
And if you ain't got it to start with, how you gonna miss it?
You can't. You have no reference.
Man.
You definitely have no doggone reference. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. So give me a timeline, man. We're gonna be looking for some music from FBI.
We definitely gonna have the first CD done by next weekend. We want the first single hopefully to hit out this weekend. So we're gonna have that done and laid in your hands.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, shoot that shit. Shoot it to me as soon as you get it, so you know I can definitely put my ear on it. Definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's
I had a 16-piece band in L.A. that was really off the chain. It had full horn section.
Oh, now that's what I'm talking about.
You know, because I came from that same era as you did. You know, we had horn sections, you know, the Horny Horns and all them cats, you know, Fred Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all Earth, Wind, you know, they all had horn sections. You know, Tower Power, Chicago, you know, so all that, you know, that's where I come from too. So I like to see a stage, man, where a serious band is rocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It ain't nothing better than that.
No, you just can't get the same feel from anything else.
You know, that's one thing that Motown was always famous for. And also, you remember Philly International?
Oh, yeah.
You know, those companies had a sound, too, and that's something that I kind of remember, too. You know, you may not have known the artists, but you could tell by the production and I
mm-hmm.
guess the sound, and you just knew pretty much where that came from, you know?
Yeah. There was another one like that. Stax record was like that.
Yeah, Stax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stax. They just had, it was just a particular sound, you know what I mean? Like I said, you didn't have to know who the artist was, but if you listened to the music, you kind of can tell where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of learned some stuff. My boy Bill Summers, you know, Bill was a percussionist that, you know, I managed for some time. He did a lot of stuff with Sting, you know, Herbie Hancock, Quincy Jones, you know, and, you know, he is one of those musicians that's very anal about everything.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way you got to be to get that great sound.
Yeah. You could always tell stuff, you know. He always listened. He used to always tell me. So even the stuff that we've done with our world movement artists, you know, I tried to. I had to kind of remove myself because I was finding myself, I was micromanaging producers. And I'm like, you know, they used to ask me, what's my title? I said, well, I'm a producer's producer. You know, but then, like everything else, in order for you to really be on top of your game and do what you do, you really got to focus on just that. So now I just try to select better producers to assign them an act. And then I stay in my lane trying to run the label and look out for the big things that I need to worry
about.
That's
right. That's right.
because sometimes you could take on too much and end up hurting the whole camp. You know, end up hurting everybody because you and everybody's Kool-Aid stepped on everybody's toes. But I know all the positions because I've done them. But I also know how to put people in positions that I feel comfortable with, knowing that they know what I need from them in order to do their job. You know what I mean? Because I know what their job is. So if they ain't doing it, then I'm the first one to say, you know, you step your game up, player. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, I ain't trying to do it, but if I have to keep checking you, then, you know, then it becomes an issue. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Then you got to get somebody else to fill the shoes.
You know, I'll be trying to give people opportunities to learn, but, you know, people don't really grasp that that way. But anyway, you know, all we can do is keep trying, you know. And know that water seeks its own level, no matter what. You know what I mean?
And so does
people. You know.
Well, you got those that times don't even want to get no higher. You know, some of them are stuck right where they want to be. Well, if that's where you want to be, you're not in the position where I need you then, because I need you to go that next step above.
Well, the funny thing is, we do another radio show on Sundays, you know, with the books that we have out called Can a Player Play? And some of the subject matter that we talk about on that show with Jordan Shine and the author of the books, Pretty Tony, is that people sometimes, you know, you can get comfortable doing bad just like you can get comfortable doing good. It's just another extreme,
mm-hmm.
You know, you get in the comfort zone and you're just comfortable with that. You know what I mean? And you stop striving, you start accepting the circumstances, you know, and it's hard to pick yourself and pull yourself up out of that because 9 times out of 10, there's some other people around you, and they thing ain't cool, you know what I mean? And they ain't trying to help you get yours any better because then you get back to that thing where, you know, misery loves company.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They get to feeding into your madness.
Yep, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. You know, so, you know, it's hard to stay focused.
Well, that saying said misery loves company. That's why I try to stay away from the misery. Because you definitely don't need my company.
No. Because I hear people say, man, you know, he said, some may be saying something about they doing bad, you know, and how they say, well, man, join the club. I'd be like, shit, man, I don't want to be in that club.
Nah, don't send me a membership.
I don't want to be in that club. What makes you think I want to be in that broke doing bad club? I don't have nothing to do with that club. Matter of fact, what you say your name was, I don't want to be around nobody doing bad. No.
Yeah, pass me with that one, pass me.
Yeah, you know, shoot. I'll be trying to do better every day.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
You know, try to do better every day. You know, try to be the best man you can be. Try to be as creative as possible. Be as productive as possible. And build some
make
good
every
stuff.
Day better. You're supposed to make every day better.
That's certainly the plan. Certainly a plan, and everybody should, but like I said, different people have different agendas and, you know, different things that they focus on all the time. They're not the right things, but, you know, what can you say?
Mm-hmm.
You say, teach those that want them to be taught and let the other ones go that don't.
That is it. That is it.
Let me see. I think I want to play some more World Movement music right now.
All right.
It's my boy Tweed Cadillac from the original Penthouse Players. And you guys get his album right here on World Movement Records. It's called Toast to the Food. This is Tweed Cadillac with Flow to the Momo.
Don't mean to tell me that. Y'all let me back on the radio, right? I just can't say the B word, the F word, or the N word. Oh, that's cool, man. I'm still finna tell an itch that you got a socket to my mother's fucking pocket. What's my name? Chick, watch a player get pissed. Make a gal switch from a lady to a trick. Crank a chick quick with the limp of a pimp. Flow like a blimp, get head like Clint. Stay up on the rent, represent, get dingy. We fly, P-click a neon. OG penthouse player, representer. Suckers all ball when I tilt that grin. Marks go down when I bank that team. Why they wanna hate when they can't like swerve? Better be glad that I can't go up her. Players fall in, we cop that hen. 3x10 with an S on the end. Bang.
Let's go.
11 with the switchboard with that one, but, you know, we're going to keep it pushing. Going to keep it pushing, doing what we do up here. Caddy, still rolling with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, that was one of the groups I recorded in my studio, man, in Cali, which is a 16-piece band I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, that's music. Not no 16-bar loop with a bunch of stuff added on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, let me tell you, man, look, this Rising Star Showcase was earmarked to be a reality show, so we got a whole bunch of footage for that, so that looked like that's going to be a go. We're also looking to be able to have some of this on some of the local television channels here, so people kind of see and get up on what we're doing and some of the hot talent is actually here. You know?
Okay.
So we got a bunch of stuff, man, that's right here, bonus, man. It's going to be really, really fun. And then coming into the summer, that's going to be another great thing because there's going to be so many, you know, different shows and different things to do. That should be just a lot of fun. Look forward to that. Just hoping it don't be too hot. We get more indoor shows than outdoor shows.
Not unless they're at night, and, you know, way at night.
Yeah, I know it get hot, though, but you know what? You know, we got to do what we got to do.
That's right.
Do what we got to do. Let me just throw this out there. For those who just joined us on I Am Indie, you know, if you're listening at home on your computer or whatever you want to do, you know, if you want to call in, feel free. We'd like to hear from you. Just dial us up at 347-308-8747. Hit number one. You know, let us know you're there. And even then, you know, if you want to go back later on tonight and listen to the show later, do that. And if you got any music, anything you want us to play here, you want to talk about, holler at us. We're making it happen. You know what I'm saying? Right now we got Caddy from the group FBI in here talking to us about all the good stuff that's going around in town. You know, we just sort of chopping up in general about the music business as it was, as it is, and hopefully as it's going to be.
That's right.
Try to sum
well,
it all
I just
want to
let you know, man, we appreciate what you're doing, and we along for the ride, bro. You definitely got us for the ride.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, yeah, we definitely going to make it happen, man, because I need a gang of music out, you know what I'm saying? We got some good stuff now. I mean, I can't say everything you heard came through World Movement, but a good portion of it, man, because we've touched a lot of artists and a lot of different projects, you know. We got some on the table, and that's what we're striving to do, man. We're just striving to put out good music, man, in all genres, man. You know, that's the mark of a real company when it's not necessarily, genre-specific. That's the term.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Well, you can't be one way anymore. You got to mix it up.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you want to grow? Why wouldn't you want to be all that you could be? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? You know I do. And I'm going to jump to this song right here. This is another friend of mine, Josh Clemens, man. We did this video with him, you know, earlier, or should I say late last year for, you know, G-Unit. And this is for the listeners out there that's into jerk music. This thing right here is called White Boy Clothes. So y'all put your ear on this one, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Like the bling on my wrist, jerk and two step with the same twist. You can tell me Johnny. Yesterday my life was sales that rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sonny won't shine so sincere. Sonny won't so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing. You bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My sonny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this pain. But ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sonny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is fine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way.
Boy Joey Black, you're now tuned in to the number one underground station around, World Movement Records Radio Show with my boy K Diddy. Keep it locked.
Yeah, 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 it's hump day, as they say, the middle of the week. We've made it this far, so, you know, I guess if we keep it righteous and spiritual, we can make it the rest of the way. You feel it, Dilmy?
Yep.
Yay, yay, yay. You know, for those just joining the show, you know, we're talking to my boy Caddy from the band FBI. Please feel free to join us. You know, the call-in number is 347-308-8747. But if you just want to sit there and listen, that's okay, too. We're just glad to have you with us, you know what I mean? And hopefully we'll play something that you like, and you might want to go out and just buy it, a one or two or three. We ain't going to be mad at you.
That's how you pump it.
Not at all. You know we ain't going to be mad at you. You know, keep us doing honest things, you know what I mean? But, you know, I figure like everybody at some point in time, you know, wake up, man. You know, but I got this one. This other friend of mine wrote this song, man. It's called Same Old Drama, man. And I think we got some people out there that really need to hear it. Maybe that might help them, you know, free themselves of some things that have been holding them back, you know, whether it's the males or the females, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we get caught up in stuff, man. But I'm going to send this one out there to all the people that got the same old drama going on and you don't even know what to do about it.
That's right.
Check.
Didn't have to.
welcome to Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. That's right, Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. Is your game leaking? Is your rap whack? Do you get dissed at parties? Are you passed over for the guys with the perms and fila suits? Well, if you can catch a cold faster than you can catch a hoe, you need Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. That's right, Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping, where our motto is, we can't make you rich, but we can get you a bitch. Dial 1-900-PIMP.
Yeah! I called Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping, and they hooked me up! I used to be a buster, believe it or not. I couldn't catch a fat girl at a barbecue. Now, when I fall in the club, I ain't just got it going on, I got it on going.
Yes, well, call today. If flossing is your dream, we can make it happen. Operator standing by, that's 1-900-PIMP. Ask for Pretty Boy Troy or Finger Poppin' Teddy. The sum of $3,500 will be deducted from your checking account for the first 3 minutes. Call today. Don't play or hate.
I just thought I'd add a little something crazy in there.
That's right.
I like that the sum of $3,500 would be charged for the first 3 minutes.
Well, that's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, it's definitely been fun having you on the show. We wind it down to the last 12, 10 minutes here. Tell the good people, man, I mean, put out your MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, email address where they can go see and hear FBI, you know what I mean? Give them your info.
Everybody can kick in on www.funkbluesinstitution.com and check us out. Come on and be a member. We don't charge nothing. Just kick in and listen. You might find something you like.
Can't beat that, boy, because ain't too much in the world free right about now, so y'all better go over there and check FBI out, because become the world movement, I'm going to want 99 cents from everybody. I ain't going to lie.
that's how you do it.
I ain't going to lie. My goal this year, boy, is to do at least 50,000, 60,000 a week at 99 cents. If I can do that, man, I'll be all good.
I know that's right. As long as I can be in that boat with you, I'm cool.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because we trying to do some things. You know what I mean? We ain't playing. And if God's willing, if we could double that, you know?
That's right.
You know, we'd be way up in the game then. But let me see. I know you know this guy right here. I was trying to find something, man. Well, definitely, man, we're going to try to have you back on the show next week. Hopefully we'll have some music from you so we can play and let everybody hear what you guys got going on over there.
Sounds like a winner.
You know, tell me if you know this boy or this young, I ain't gonna call him a boy, but this young man right here.
B. Dilly and his Sam Dilly, Ray Zilla. We about to show y'all how to do this Midwest way. Do the Dilly boy, yeah. Do the Dilly boy, yeah. Do the Dilly boy. I'm a dilly boy, so I'm higher than a kite. Yeah. Come pop this up, baby girl, and take a flight. When you mess with me, dilly, everything white. All white teeth, all white ones. All white wipes, and I got tan ones. Old ladies and babies cranking my dance up. I can do the dilly boy and throw 100 ones. I got 100 killers with me, that's 100 guns. And we all crunk in the club, hands up. I do the dilly boy. Just said it, boy. The whole world gon' feel me, boy. Now do the dilly, boy. Do the dilly, boy. Yeah. 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 Do the dilly, boy. I'm bouncing and leaning, had to pull up my pants. My pants. Watch me me crank my new thing.
My new thing.
Do the Dilly Boy.
Hey.
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 Check my new dance. The way I wave my hands. If I can't do it, then nobody can. I move groups in the hour maker. Devour, I been have respect, money and the power. Connects the clientele, homie, and the make it rain in the club like I'm taking a shower. Remember I was broke, lint in my pockets. Now it's 20 VVS's, ice cubes in my watches. Told them I'ma make it rapid, they ain't believe me. Doing the Dilly Boy from the hood to BET. Number one top 10 MTV. I made my mark, boy, these streets go remember me. I'm not from Cashville, but I can still get it for Tennessee. Do the Dilly Boy, come on, everybody bounce with me.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy, yo. Bouncing and leaving, I had to pull up my pants.
My pants.
Watch me crank my new thing.
My new thing.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah. How I do that? Cut my shit, bitch, all like Erica Badu, eh? Y'all haters fall back, cause I don't want that. Big black gang hit you dead in your back flat. So did the Dilly Boy, stop hating, boy. Cause them Dilly Boys told Mac, boy. We ride big toys, we make a lot of noise. We switch the street burners, we ain't no Philly boy. We on the grind like Weezy, trying to get that Millie boy. So if you feel me, boy, go and do that Dilly Boy.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah.
Hey.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Lyman's grandson, you know, he came back another way, you know, Frankie Lyman, a famous singer, so his blood is coming back doing some rap thing, you know, with a little swag, with a little dance, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of cute, so I know the youngsters are going to really like that.
Yeah, they rocked the house last night.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so, you know, I'm glad Cat's really trying to do something that's positive, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
your right. I keep thinking about that movie, man. The Thin Line Between Love and Hate, when Homeboy had the dog out and hanging out the window when he was clowning and the puppy bitty. Yeah, that was Frankie Lyman right there.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's Dilly Boy's family. You know, but I'm really kind of pissed off the dog. The dog should have been smarter than that, man. I don't care what nobody say. They were saying Homeboy should have never been doing that in the first place, you know, but the dog was kind of stupid, too. I don't know. I guess there's something wrong with me because I just be looking at shit like that, man. I guess I be looking at stuff crazy, man, because, see, the dog was a doggone fool because there ain't no way in the world your ass hanging out no damn window. You gonna bite somebody. That was a dumb dog, man. All the time I was watching that, I'm like, shit, that's a dumbass dog.
I hear you on that one. you should have been directing that and had another twist to it.
Yeah, I know, huh? That dog should have been licking that fool's hands. He could have bit him once he got back in, but no, you wasn't supposed to do it with your butt out there, like, practicing flying.
That's right.
You know, you out there talking about, let me see how high I can bounce and shit. No, that was not a good look right there. You know what I mean?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, but anyway, that's my boy Dilly Boy. You know, making his mark on the world, doing his dance.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank KD for having me on the show.
All right, brother. You know, we're going to definitely see you soon. And give me that music ASAP. And all you good listeners, everybody, go check out my boy K. Diddy and the FBI band. You won't be disappointed. And I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot from them, you know, in the next month to come. And
that's for sure.
Your boy K. Diddy, all right? And thanks for coming through,
I'll
man.
Stay up with World Movement. Stay up with the World Movement.
All right, because that's what we're here for, man, moving the world without music, man. That's our motto. That's our slogan right there, moving the world without music. You know, tell everybody else in the group, we say big up, man, and thanks for coming through and doing what you do last night, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be high next soon.
All right, for sure.
All right, in a minute.
Peace.
J-O-N-E-Z. Yeah, man. From the beat. Las Vegas, my dad. Better believe
T-Pain.
Yeah. If I had a fade, I'd still be a nappy boy. Take down my braids, I'd still be a nappy boy. I dread my head, I'ma still be a nappy boy. But if I fuck a bed and thank God I'm a nappy boy. Street credibility, black card ability. Front yard, car lot, backyard, baby. I don't have a house,
no.
I have a castle, cathedral, chapel. Give away homes, pick a ticket off the raffle. I can take you anywhere, know how to act though. Pick a place, spin the globe, roll gold, outline the diamonds that glow. Showing up like Jazzy Faye, showing up and showing out. I say, oh, and easy, oh, so easy. I can be me being everybody else, that's the hard part. I ain't T-Pain, no, girl, I can't sing. Ain't Lil Wayne, got no championship ring. Quite a gift, I'm not even signed yet. I'm waiting on that call from Tallahassee about my sign check. You can bet, like BET, Black Star Power is in me along with the Hennessy. Blue President Black, yeah. I know you like it how I know because I'm psychic, telepathic, intergalactic, interactive. Somewhere with the asteroids and comets, dressed cleaner than Comet. Enjoying these zeros and commas, it's better than what it sounds. Three rings, I'm enjoying balloons and the clowns. You fools get some clowns, buffoons lay it down. I've got a club and a bar in my spot. In my closet is the place where my loved ones shot. If they ain't got it, then they know that I got it. If they ain't bought it, then they know that I bought it. I make a profit, put some money in wallets. We can turn your closet into your family's personal shopping. I thought that you would like it, then know that you would love it. Want me on your hip like a sidekick in public, girl. My face and tats on my arm, a blaze on my waist. I guess I cause you harm, nah. Cause that's everybody else. I walk around fly like my first name Stealth. Don't need no heater, don't serve cocaina. I could be a pimp, something like Bun B the butt. It's only one of him, and it's only one of me. R.I.P. Pimp C. L.B.N.B. Las Vegas, Nevada. My pockets is fatter, my rhymes is badder. And I got the product that everybody looking for. I got the crowd packed from the ceiling to the floor. They came to see me cause I got the illest flow. They came to see my truck, my rim inches 44. And they stop and go. I know you wanna pose to live like wonderful. Hey, go.
Every side of the rims is in my front yard. Waterfalls and all. got that money.